Keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if auto owners make sense for you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Now, I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We get ready for the second half, 28-18. Wisconsin leading Virginia. Second game up tonight is West Virginia and SMU.
We talked about the first half getting off to a good start. It's exactly what Wisconsin did. They had a six-point lead with 4 or 5 minutes into that first half. Second half, continue to do the same thing. Get the ball inside. Make Virginia double. If they don't, there was one time they didn't. Steve Crowell was able to finish. But continue to put pressure on Virginia on the offensive end. Don't bail them out. It's only happened two possessions. That's all that I can think of that Wisconsin took questionable shots. The rest of the time, every shot they took, whether they make or miss, was forcing Virginia to guard all of the actions.
All right, second half about to begin. Badgers come out with Klesman, Hepburn, Storr, Wall, and Crowell. The Cavaliers with Beekman, Rohde, McNeely, Groves, and Dunn. Badgers will have the first touch and will move to our left. Actually moving away from us, our in-zone view, but for basketball, it's actually not bad. You don't want it for football, but basketball, like, yeah, you can live with this. It was 83 degrees today. We are complaining about nothing.
Nothing. Just let me in the gym and I'm okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Inbounds pass to Chucky. Second half underway as Beekman will defend. A pass for A.J. Storr high on the right. Takes the dribble top of the circle. Soft bounce Hepburn into Crowell left of the lane. Single coverage Jake Groves. Inside feed intended for Wall. Swatted away. Turnover Wisconsin on the first possession of the second half. Virginia coming at us. They're moving to our right in the second half of play. Beekman against Hepburn. Throws to Rohde. He is defended by A.J. Storr. Rohde rocks the dribble between the arcs. Flips to Beekman high on the right. Shakes right. Moves left. Hooks a pass right wing for Groves. Groves back up top for Beekman. Rotates of Rohde. A shot fake. Under the arc. Mid-range jump. Good on the left side. Andrew Rohde with five. Virginia within eight. 28-20 Wisconsin. Opening minute of the second half. Crowell outside right finds a curling Max Klesman at the right block. Max slipped it into Wall down the lane, goes up off the glass, way too hard, no good. Ryan Dunn the rebound. And here comes Beekman for the Cavaliers. High on the left. Beekman whips it to Groves at the right point, hands off to Rohde. A pass for Beekman outside left, finds McNeely, left elbow jumper off the rim and out, no good. Rebound Crowell. Seventh rebound for Big Stevie. Chucky Hepburn will send it to Tyler Wall. A couple of dribbles, a handoff to Klesman out front. A minute 25 gone by, second half, 28-20 Wisconsin. Hepburn off a high screen from Crowell. A little screen and slip, Crowell will catch right of the lane. Single coverage from Groves, now the double from Dunn. Open man is Klesman, left point, rotates to Storr. Left corner three is good. A.J. Storr from the left corner, 31-20 Wisconsin. A minute 45 gone by second half.
Can the big fella get a hockey assist?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
can we put that in the stats for him?
Yeah, Brian Posey would say tic-tac-toe on that assist. Here's Rohde. Goes out to Reese Beekman on the left side. Takes it off the wing. In the lane. Up right hand. Good. Off the window. Beekman with seven. 31-22 Wisconsin. A little more than 2 minutes into the second half. Max Klesman throwing to Storr. Gives off to Hepburn high in the right. Sends it off the Storr, left of the circle, inside feed, caught by Crowell, low on the right, up and in.
Good finish.
The delivery from Storr and the finish from Crowell. Badgers again matching the biggest lead of the game, 33-22, up 11. Ryan Dunn, left point, gives off to Rohde, a pass for Beekman, rotates to Groves, right of the circle, flips to McNeely. His pass batted back to him by Klesman, now a wide feed for Beekman. Off the left wing, steps back, now probes, spins, bobbles, gathers, finds Rohde, left side three, off the rim, no, rebound Crowell. Rebound number eight for Stephen Crowell. 17-10 to play, 33-22 Wisconsin. Hepburn on the right side near the sideline, finds Wall low on the right, up and in off the window. First bucket of the night for Tyler Wall, timeout Tony Bennett. And this will be a full timeout. 17:02 remaining in Fort Myers, Florida. Wisconsin 35, Virginia 22. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the air.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, 17:02 remaining, Wisconsin 35, Virginia 22. Tony Bennett using a timeout there as the Badgers getting in rhythm.
Oh, and he needed a timeout. Wisconsin was putting pressure at the rim, and it wasn't off of a dribble. It was off of a ball screen, skip, pass down low. They've done a really, really good job of being patient and using Virginia's defense to get them, knowing that they're going to hard hedge that. One pass, extra pass, big-to-big interior passing, which we talked about.
Here's Reese Beekman to the front court. Wall on him. Groves versus Hepburn as they had switched, and Chucky knocked it loose. Groves gives it back, and he'll give it up to McNeely. Isaac McNeely, top of the arc. Going to Rohde, the 13 on the shot clock. Rohde with a feed for Beekman across the lane. Sends to Groves. Back to Beekman. Seven to shoot. Now it's McNeely. A step back three. Left side. Good. Isaac McNeely, his first triple. 35-25 Wisconsin.
And he's going to hit some. I mean, he's a really good shooter.
3.5 minutes gone by, second half. Max Klesman outside right. Bounces to Crowell at the free throw line. Stevie, one dribble. Gives it up to Hepper. Almost walked. He did walk. Turnover, Wisconsin.
You would think that both these coaches could coach a little bit. And Tony takes the timeout. All of a sudden, it turns a little bit in the favor of Virginia. Combs his guys down. They get a three. They get a turnover. They might know how to coach just a little bit.
There's some Coach of the Year award plaques and both of the shells of these guys. Here's Groves, baseline left, moving in on Wall. In the lane, turns, shoots, missed it short. Another rebound for Crowell. That's nine of them to go with his 11 points. Wall right sideline. He's off to Klesman. Flips to Hepburn at the midcourt logo. Sends it to Crowell. A feed for Storr. Passes to Hepburn at the top. Chucky rocks the dribble against Beekman. Left lane line. Pivots. Gets it into Crowell. Left of the lane. 10 to shoot. Crowell finds Wall. Low on the left. Layup good. The delivery from Crowell. The finish from Tyler Wall.
Tyler cut right to the front of the rim. His defender was the one that doubled.
37-25 Wisconsin, 4.5 minutes into the second half. McNeely left elbow, hooks a pass to Groves, refeeds McNeely on the left wing near the sideline. Is off to Groves, a pass for Beekman at the top, rotates to Rohde. A shot fake, whips it to Beekman, wide open three, left of the circle, good. He's Beekman with his second three, 37-28 Wisconsin, 15-10 to play. Now the wall hands off to Klesman, gives off the store, and his pass stolen away by Hepburn. Lazy pass, and it's a breakaway dunk for Reese Beekman. Oh, those pick sixes, and now the Badgers lead down to 7.
And that's been the first one.
37-30, Wisconsin. Now the Virginia fans getting involved. 14:45 remaining. Score outside right. Rohde defends. A bounce for Crowell, top of the circle. Now with a handoff to Hepburn at the left elbow. Slips it to Klesman. Open three, right of the circle, right back at you. Max Klesman for three, 40-30 Wisconsin.
Ball screen reversal. Max came right back up to the top of the key and filled it.
Here's Rohde, sends it to Groves. He'll try three right side. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound Klesman. 14:15 to play, 40-30 Wisconsin. Max on the dribble. A pass for Wall, left of the circle. Tyler pounds the dribble, gives it up to Hepburn on the left side. Chucky sends it to Crowell, gives it up to Storr, and he threw it away. Wanted Crowell, bad pass. Dunn steals, and Dunn weaves to the front court. Takes the dribble to the left wing, gives off to Andrew Rohde. A pass to Beekman, right of the circle. Inside feed, Dunn catches low on the right, layup good. And Virginia is within 8 with 13:45 to play, 40-32 Wisconsin. After the turnovers here, leading the points for the Cavaliers in the last couple of minutes. Max Klesman up top. Klesman off a high screen from Crowell and a whistle and a blocking foul here against Virginia. And that'll get us to an official's timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what built Ford Tough trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 13:34 remaining, Wisconsin 40, Virginia 32. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask No Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Coach Young Gaming, Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 13:34 left in the game. Wisconsin 40, Virginia 32. Well, Butchie, the Badgers have this lead despite we got three of the starters who have combined 4 for 19 from the floor. Let's talk about Hepburn, Storr, and Wall. Tyler has hit a couple of shots after misfiring on his first seven. Storr having trouble getting going. Chucky doing some other things, but 0 for 6 for the field. But as you mentioned, he is doing some other things here tonight.
And 6 of 17 for layups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You talk those numbers and you're still up 8.
Yeah.
This team is Gordon. And that's where it comes down to right now. They've answered that question. We talked about Robert Morris on Friday and kind of getting right. They've done that. They've turned the corner when it comes to now. Again, Virginia's got going off of 2 turnovers back-to-back. One, they buried at 3. The layup they gave up, A.J. was back. He was trying to get back, have the conversation with Steven. They didn't talk through that enough. They tried to switch back out. They were a second late. Give that layup up. That's why we're sitting here at 8.
John Blackwell in there for Wisconsin. Winter, Hepburn, Klesman, and Gilmore rounding out the 5. Inbounds pass to Hepburn, throwing to Gilmore. 17 on the shot clock, 13:30 on the game clock. 40-32 Wisconsin. Gilmore hands off to Hepburn as Beekman guards him. Shot clock is at 7. Chucky pops it to Klesman. Rotates to Blackwell. Blackwell with 4 to shoot. With 3, Blackwell barreling down the lane. Shot knocked away. Got it back. He's up too late. No good. Shot clock violation. Virginia digging in. Monte Harris ready to check back in for the Cavaliers. He will replace Andrew Rohde. 13-13 remain.
And the game sitting here, 8-point lead. Kamora McGee comes in. This lineup that they've had, guard-wise, it's defensive oriented. And that's what you've seen so far. You saw it in the first half. We'll see it here in the second half. 8 points is a lot when you talk about, you know, playing a Virginia offense, but you've got to stay to your principles.
Here comes Reese Beekman against John Blackwell. 13-10 to play. 8-point lead. Dante Harris against Kamari McGee. Bounces to a curling Beekman. Back out to Harris. Flips a 3 up top. Around it out. No good. Long rebound. Blake Buchanan getting there ahead of Nolan Winter. A pass to Beekman in the lane. Throws it up and in and 1. They take advantage of the second chance. 3-point opportunity for Reese Beekman as the Badgers lead is down to 6.
And Nolan gives up the offensive rebound there to Buchanan. All of a sudden, Steve Kroll comes back in the game.
Blackwell picked up the foul, his second, team's first. Reese Beekman, a game high, 14 points so far tonight. Free throw in the air, it's good, give him 15. And it's 40-35, Wisconsin with 12:54 to play. Harris picking up McGee in the backcourt. Throws it to Carter Gilmore, who dribbles it across the mid-stripe. Hands off to Klesman, high on the left. And a whistle off the ball and a foul called. This will go
Harris
against. And they called it on Reese Beekman,
okay.
Actually. Yeah, that'll be his second and the team's second.
Virginia's picking up their intensity. It's just hard cuts, right? Like, both guards for Virginia were picking up that intensity.
And the Cavaliers have hit 5 of the last 6 shots as well. Inbounds pass to Max Klesman. Brings it out front and contested every dribble. And Gilmore hands off to McGee. Right hand toss to Klesman at the right point. Dribbles top of the circle. Whips it in on a bounce to Crowell. Backing on Buchanan. Shakes up left hand back rim and in. For Steven Crowell, it's 42-35 Wisconsin.
Good offensive patience there by Wisconsin.
13 points, 9 rebounds for Steven Crowell. 12:18 to play, 7-point lead Wisconsin. Dante Harris at the top, whips it to McNeely at the left point. Klesman digs in defensively. A pass to a cutting Beekman, slipped it in low on the right. Buchanan blocked by Crowell from behind. Outlet left sideline to John Blackwell. Steven Crowell with the rejection. He has the ball between the circles. They patiently set up the offense for Wisconsin. A handoff to McGee, right point. Back into Crowell, right of the lane. Crowell against Buchanan. One-on-one. Spin move. Baseline to the rim. Shot up no good. Tipped up and in by Carter Gilmore. Gilly with the right-hand tip. A 9-point lead for the Badgers. 11:38 remaining. 44-35 Wisconsin. Beekman into Buchanan. Goes up. Missed wildly. First McGee and then Crowell in there to bother the shot. And the Badgers clear the board. Kamari McGee throwing to Klesman. Left sideline. Max off the left wing, kicks to Gilmore, right of the circle. Carter drives by Dunn, runs it back out to Crowell, whips it left corner to Blackwell. Baseline left, the drive, throws it up, missed, but a foul. And again on the take, John Blackwell will go to the free throw line when play continues. But first, the under 12 media timeout as the Badgers come up with an answer off the Virginia run. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 11:15 to play, Wisconsin 44, Virginia 35. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. We have 11:15 remaining. Wisconsin 44, Virginia 35.
That was a great break and a break needed by Stephen Crawl. We need to get some oxygen down to him. But the Wisconsin, right? Virginia makes that run. The ball touches the post. Steven takes his time. Next possession down. Touches the post. Misses it, but Gilmore comes in and finishes it. It's about understanding that right now your best offense is to get Virginia to hedge, pass to the top, hit your roller and Steven, and let him play from it. He's got his fifth career double-double tonight. He's feeling it. He's getting everything rolling. Plus, it's a patience factor of what you're running on that end. You're getting good shots. Even if you're not connecting on them, you're getting good shots to get your defense set. When Virginia made their run, it was back-to-back turnovers by Wisconsin, and all of a sudden they're getting better action Virginia was.
Cavaliers, seven of their last nine, but that answer for Wisconsin has the lead back to nine with 11:15 remaining. John Blackwell will be stepping to the free throw line. 5 points for him, four rebounds for the freshman so far.
And Matt, you said it, but it's the answer. And what an answer it was by Wisconsin. One that could have gone either way. You could kind of feel Virginia making their run, and then Wisconsin had that answer.
Blackwell, 2 of 2 at the foul line here tonight, and 15 of 19 in the early going this season. His first as a Wisconsin Badger out of Highland Park, Michigan. First free throw for Blackwell, straight through. Badgers have led by as many as 13. That was early in the second half. He's not trailed in this game. Second free throw coming up for Blackwell, airborne, good again. 46-35, Wisconsin, 11 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Reese Beekman slow jogs it up the middle, through the center circle to the front court. Takes it right wing, feeds Rohde top of the circle. Rohde left foul line extended. Picked up by Crowell now. They rotate along the perimeter for Dante Harris. Back out front for Rohde. Rohde, a jab step, now takes the three over Crowell. That is a wild shot, out of bounds. Was it tipped or not? He missed badly. It TV Teddy says, no, sir, pointing the other way, Wisconsin basketball.
I like gifts. We're getting to the holiday season. I like gifts. Stephen Crawl touched that ball.
I thought so.
From up here, I could see it. But I'll take a gift early in November. Oh, that's fine. I can take it.
Tony Bennett getting his 2 cents in, not liking the call. Badgers on offense. Kamari McGee to the front court. Harris defending. McGee high on the right. Hands off to Blackwell. He'll pitch it to Carter Gilmore. Gilly gives it up to McGee. High on the left. Close to Hepburn. A screen from Crow. Hepburn kills the dribble. Pivots. Goes to Blackwell. 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell high on the right. Left it for Crow. 7 to shoot. Crow between the arcs. Now Hepburn with 4 on the shot clock. Tries a 3. Left of the circle. He hit it. First points tonight for Chucky Hepburn. 14-point lead for the Badgers. 49-35 Wisconsin with 10:15 to play. Here's Beekman. Beekman in the lane, and he throws one up, and he was fouled. He's getting the contact. He just got the ball out of his hands. And the foul assessed to Chucky Hepburn. That will be his second.
Oh, this is a pass. He just put up 2 fingers. This is on the pass. He put up 2 fingers as a shot the official did, but
yeah,
this is a
pass. They're going to talk about it. Yeah, that ball was kind of angled toward us.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
I'm glad they huddled on that one because that was.
They corrected. Yep. That's a second team foul against Wisconsin. 10-10 to play. 14-point lead for the Badgers. Beekman baseline left inbounds to Groves. Gives it up a low bounce off the shin of Rohde, but he recovers. Now Beekman flips it to Groves. Goes up on the penetration. And a double from Hepburn. Knocked it away. Went off of Groves and out of bounds. Chucky Hepburn, that second defender, getting in there. And boy, that's such a big part of Chucky's game, what he does on the defensive end of the floor.
For a guy to only score 3 points and have the impact that Chucky's had speaks volumes with all the other things he's doing.
9:55 to play. 49-35 Wisconsin. Blackwell high on the right. High screen Crow. A hedge from Buchanan. And now drops back to defend Crow as Blackwell with a pass for Gilmore. Bounce pass to Crow. Buchanan's on him. A hand off to Hepburn. Goes inside Crow. Wide open. Low on the right. Catches. Slam dunk. Stephen Crow. 51-35 Wisconsin. Timeout. Virginia. Beautifully executed. We'll keep it here with 9:33 remaining. Wisconsin 51. Virginia 35.
Wisconsin is doing a great job of getting Virginia to hedge that ball screen. They're putting Crawl in it, so they're putting him at the top of the point. He's dribble handoff, coming off, understanding that they're going to hard hedge that action, Virginia. Because of that hard hedge, the weak side for Virginia has not been there, and that's why Stephen Crawl is continuing to roll hard, and they're continuing to get him the ball because that weak side is late.
Tony Bennett burning another timeout. He has but one left. 9:33 to play. Lead of the night for the Badgers now at 16 points. 51-35. Badgers in this second half are 9 for 12 from the field.
I was just waiting for you to talk nice about a big fella again.
I'm wanting out.
I'm giving you another opportunity.
Beautiful assist from Chucky Hepburn, by the way. His fourth dime of the night. I shocked you in the first half, I know.
You did. I was shocked.
I just like to do that. Tauscher does it to me. It's kind of a reverse thing. Tauscher will say, so what? So I thought, let me play that game with Butch.
That's because he's a lineman. Yeah, I mean, the stuff that goes through linemen's head amazes me.
Well, Mike, he has a media credential.
And, yeah, how did that happen?
He's working... not at all tonight. It's just so good to be him.
He grabbed the pizza box, too, on the way up. It's amazing. He grabbed the pizza box on the way up with the pass.
I want to be Tausch when I grow up.
Don't we all?
Here comes Beekman to the front court for Virginia. He'll throw to Groves outside left. A pass for Isaac McNeely to the top of the circle. Isaac cutting Beekman, slipped it in the dun. Low on the right, glides to the goal, layup good. Well executed from Virginia.
Well, Virginia ran what Wisconsin has been running.
Sir.
They just gave him a little bit of their own medicine right there.
51-37, Wisconsin, 9:09 remaining. Blackwell throwing to Gilmore. Flips to Klesman outside left. Well above the three-point line is Max. A pass for Hepburn. A screen from Crowell. Again, heads. Chucky drives. Kicks to Gilmore. Shot fake from three. Carter low on the left. One pup. Now he goes up and in. Carter Gilmore with four. And it's 53-37 Wisconsin.
Four and great minutes by Carter.
Good to see him on the attack on the offensive end. 8:43 to play. Beekman in the lane. Speaking of being on the attack, shot up, no good. Gilmore clears the rebound. 8:35 to play. 53-37 Wisconsin. Nolan Winter will check in next whistle for the Badgers. Blackwell high screen Crowell. Blackwell gives it up to Hepburn, goes into Stevie, left of the lane, the double on Crowell, kick out Blackwell, extra pass Klesman, high on the right, bounce pass Gilmore, they double Gilly, and he whips it out of there, and a bad pass intended for Hepburn, it skipped by him and out of bounds. Turnover Wisconsin as Nolan Winter will come in for Crowell.
Virginia double team has been great. One of the staples of why Virginia defense is so good. It hits the post, they double team, it creates all sorts of turnovers. There with Carter, the double team just sped him up. And that's what their Virginia's defense is trying to do.
Yep, Gilmore out, wall in, store in for Blackwell. 8:17 remaining, 53-37 Wisconsin. Andrew Rohde will inbound to Dante Harris, who brings it up for the Cavaliers. Beekman getting a break right now. McNeely between the arcs, finds Rohde left elbow. Rohde turns it back out to Groves, refeeds Rohde between the circles. 8 minutes to play. Harris going to Groves, refeeds Harris. Harris shakes right, moves left, throws to Rohde. 8 on the shot clock. McNeely shooting left side, good. Inside the arc, Isaac McNeely makes it 53-39. Wisconsin, 7:45 to play. Tyler Wall, a handoff to Klesman outside left. Klesman surveys, gives off to Hepburn near the right sideline. Near half court, a pass for Tyler Wall. Ryan Dunn is on him. 13 to shoot. Wall on the dribble attack. Right lane line runs it up. No good. The follow good. Wall following his miss. 55-39 Wisconsin. 7:20 to play and a lazy inbounds pass. It snapped up by Chucky Hepburn on the left side. Chucky baseline left and then he is fouled by Ryan Dunn. Ooh. That slipped out of his hands. The Cavalier wasn't looking for it. That was an easy money steal for Hepburn. And we have a timeout here in Fort Myers. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 7:14 remaining. Wisconsin 55, Virginia 39. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A-game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field. What the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill. And I'll admit, I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano caking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. Oh, let's see. Some dude has 15 points and 10 rebounds. You want to go that route?
I'm going to force your hand. If you're not going to talk about it the second time, I'm going to let you pick it this time. But you can talk about the big fella.
Big Stevie. Big Stevie has brought it. I got to go. I like what other guys are doing here, too. But, you know, Stevie with a double-double, 15 points, 10 rebounds, really efficient, too, 7 to 10 from the floor.
And it started early on. It started, realistically, Matt, when he got the two offensive rebounds within the first minute and a half of the game. He set the tone. A weakness of Virginia's was going to be the offensive rebounds. Were they going to capitalize on it, Wisconsin? It started with Stevie and what he was doing. 13 offensive rebounds by this team. They've understood what they needed to do. And points of the paint, exactly.
Yeah, 26-12 in favor of Wisconsin. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 55-39 Wisconsin, 7:14 to play. Inbounds pass, Storr low on the right, layup good. In from Hepburn, you get a little quick hitter. 57-39 Wisconsin.
Make that 28 points in the paint.
How about
versus
that?
12.
Some big time work turned in by Wisconsin. Here's McNeely outside right off a high screen from Dunn. Throwing to Beekman. Turns to Rohde. Left of the circle. Out to Beekman. Out to Rohde again between the arcs. Bounce pass to McNeely. Off the left wing in the lane. 12 footer. Banged off the rim. No good. Nolan Winter the rebound. 6:43 to play. 57-39 Wisconsin. Tyler Wall throwing to Winter. He'll pitch it to A.J. Storr. Soft bounce to Wall. Sends it to Klesman outside left. A feed for Winter. Wall was open. Couldn't get it to him. Now Hepburn drives baseline right. Hooked it out to Winter. Tries a three right of the circle. Book it. First points for Nolan Winter. 60-39 Wisconsin. 6:20 remaining. Andrew Rohde out high near the logo against Storr. Throwing to Beekman off the left wing. Steps back. Long two. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Tyler Wall. That kind of a shooting night for Virginia. 6 minutes to play, 60-39 the Badgers. Klesman is fouled way out high by Isaac McNeely. That'll be his first and the team's fifth.
You want to say that kind of shooting night for Virginia? I'm going to say this. That kind of defensive night for Wisconsin.
That too. It's all of the above.
The times that Wisconsin has gone under a screen when they shouldn't have, they haven't paid for it, right? You talked about it. We've talked about it with Groves a couple of times. Jake Groves, a shooter, 7-12 on the night. He hasn't been able to get shots. Made 1-3, right? So that's why they've had success.
Here's A.J. Storr trying a three left corner. No good. Offensive rebound again, though, as Tyler Wall secures. 5:50 to play. Badgers up by 21. Wall gives off to Hepburn. Chucky at the top. Hepburn, pass intended for Wall, deflected in the air, and Wall comes up with it somehow. Gets it out of the lane to Chucky, left corner, snaps off a three, no good, and the rebound to Ryan Dunn. 5.5 minutes to play, 60-39 Wisconsin. Beekman drives on Wall, down the lane, running right-hander, good. This young man has some game. Reese Beekman was 17, 60-41 Wisconsin, 5:20 remaining. Klesman high on the right, throwing to Tyler Wall. Sends it to Hepburn, outside left, high screen Wall, right-hand toss, Winter. A.J. Storr, he'll flip to Wall. Tyler, to the free throw line, kick out to Klesman, 10 on the shot clock. Now Max drives the gap to the rim, layup, no good. Nolan Winter, the putback attempt, no good. Beekman secures for Virginia. Reese Beekman left of the circle, working against Hepburn, backing, runs it out, and Tane Murray off the bench, tries a three right corner, no good, from the 6'5 junior from Auckland, New Zealand.
Wisconsin's done a good job of making Beekman become an isolation player.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got his points, but he hasn't got others involved.
4:35 remaining, 60-41 Wisconsin. Here's A.J. Storr, a bump and a play on. Tyler Wall, top of the arc, gives off to Hepburn, high on the right. Chucky gets it to Wall, right of the lane. Goes underneath, pushed it up and in. Just powered his way inside. 62-41 Wisconsin. 4:15 remaining.
Good to see Tyler finish. There's back-to-back really good finishes.
Reese Beekman to the front court. Badger fans liking what they are seeing here in Fort Myers, Florida. And a pass from Murray intended for Beekman to the right wing is flipped out of bounds by Hepburn.
We've talked about Beekman and what he's done. Coming into the game, He had 23 assists to 4 turnovers. And when I say Wisconsin has made him become an isolation player, that's what you needed to do. You didn't get others involved. He doesn't have a massive number of assists on the game. You know, I mean, he still got it there, but it became, in general, one-on-one at times.
Yep, you're right. Tane Murray, sideline right front court. Inbounds to Reese Beekman between the circles. Going to Dante Harris, high on the left. Harris against Kamari McGee. Passes to a curling Beekman, ripped away by Tyler Wall. Beekman just got into some traffic there. You had Wall, you had McGee, and Tyler gets the pilfer. 3:43 to play, 62-41, the Badgers. Pleasant throwing to Stephen Crowell back in there for Wisconsin. John Blackwell is in as well. Wall throws to McGee. Finds Crowell high on the right. Hands off to Klesman. Max out front against Tane Murray. Bounce pass to Crowell. Draws the double. High pass. Going up and getting it is McGee. Finds Blackwell. Left corner three. Nailed it again. 65-41. Wisconsin. The floor is yours.
Can I get the hockey? Can I get the hockey assist?
I think you can. Timeout on the floor as the Badger fans on their feet. We'll take a break. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Wisconsin 65, Virginia 41. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Menards 11% sale ends on Thanksgiving Day. Don't miss out. Lyons is the perfect choice to give your bathroom a fresh, new look. We carry a great selection of Lyons tubs and showers that will match your style and your budget. Right now, get 11% off all Lyons showers and tubs at Menards. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
1.2 points per possession for Wisconsin, 0.837. Keep them under one. You like your chances, and it's a formula working for the Badgers in a big way tonight, Butchie. 3:15 to play. Wisconsin 65, Virginia 41.
8 of 15 from 3. Points in the paint, 30 outscoring Virginia, 13 to 14. And bench points for Wisconsin, 22 to 4. Virginia, we talked earlier on, their one big win was against Florida. They had some other very good wins. But against Florida, Virginia had 26 bench points. They outscored Florida in the paint. And Wisconsin has just flipped this. They showed weaknesses. If you really broke down that Florida tape, I watched it last night, and there was opportunities for Wisconsin, I felt. I said, hey, offensive rebounding, they've done that. Get the ball in the paint, they've done that. Interior passing. Florida, Florida lost that game, Matt, but Florida found ways to kind of get that interior passing. Wisconsin interior passing. Every weakness that I saw in this Virginia defense in that game film that I watched, Wisconsin's taking advantage of. And that's where it goes to the scouting of the coaches, but it goes to the execution of the players as well. They saw the same stuff I saw, and they're taking advantage of it. And that's why they're sitting here up 24, and they're making shots from the outside, and then defensively they're doing what they're supposed to do.
All 10 Badgers who have participated in this game have scored, including those five off the bench. There's 22 bench points. John Blackwell with 10 leading the way. He's out there with McGee, Klesman, Wall, and Crowell. Tony Bennett burning his final timeout a moment ago with 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play. 65-41, Wisconsin. If you're Tony right now, I mean, the same thing we'd say with about Greg Gard or any coach. You're looking to see who's still working, who's going to run stuff, because they play again on Wednesday. With the ball is Dante Harris going to Tane Murray. Kirk Penny, by the way, reminding us where Tane Murray is from, Auckland, New Zealand. And Rohde, a right-hander, is wide right, trying to save it, was Miner into the hands of Wisconsin with 3 minutes to play. As Kirk was on Tony's staff, coaching consultants a few years ago. The ball is Stephen Crowell, gives off to John Blackwell. Blackwell behind the back on the dribble, kicked it back out to Klesman. Shot clock at 8. Klesman against Murray, a bump from Crowell, a kick to Blackwell, 3 in the air, left corner, off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Wall, knocked out of bounds by Virginia. And the Badgers get 20 more on the shot clock, 2:32 to play, 65-41 Wisconsin.
This is the team we thought we were going to have from the beginning of the year. Now, I'm going to say this, Tennessee, that performance was not a bad performance. Tennessee's a really good basketball team. A really good basketball team.
Inbounds pass to Kamari McGee. Out front, throwing to Max Klesman, high on the left. A screen from Wall, a pass to Crowell, hands off to Blackwell. 10 on the shot clock, Wall at the top of the circle. Wall rocks the dribble against Leon Bond. Shot clock is at 5. Here comes Max, right side against Murray. 3 in the air from Klesman. In and out, no good. Wall, the rebound up, no good. Got his own rebound again and wants a timeout, and he gets it. Timeout, Wisconsin, 2:09 to play. We'll hold it here, 65-41. The Badgers. Yeah, that Tennessee team, it might be as good as I was telling someone earlier, I think it was you, right? Maybe as good as anyone in the country. Oh, yeah, Arizona. The Badgers will make that trip out to Tucson, but that is a nice-looking Tennessee team.
Marquette's there, too.
Not bad.
I mean, that's why tonight's game was so important. You needed to get this one and get back to what your principles are. Right? Defensively, talked a lot about it. This team was 303 in the country as far as two-point percentage. When have we ever said that about a Wisconsin? Right? Like, and I get it was early on.
Yeah.
And you played some really good teams that got to the bucket. You weren't as tight as you should have. But to make the adjustment so quickly, and that's why people say, well, why do you schedule Robert Morris? Why do you schedule these other teams? Because it turned in that Robert Morris game. They were able to play the way that they needed to play. So then you stack it against a team like this in Virginia.
Badgers have been really impressive here tonight, never trailing. 2:09 to play, 19 of the shot clock, 65-41 of the Badgers as Kamari McGee baseline rifle inbound. McGee throws it into Carter Gilmore. Gilly has helped his team coming off the bench with 4 points among other things here tonight. John Blackwell with 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell high on the left against Rohde. Blackwell with 5 to shoot. Blackwell on the dribble, spins in the lane. 10-footer on the way, no good. Rebound Rohde with a minute 50 remaining. Andrew Rohde up the floor, left side of the front court. Working against Blackwell on the left wing. Circles to the top, feeds Bond, a pass for Harris. Harris drives baseline on McGee in the lane, darts it out to Tane Murray off the left wing to the paint. Goes up, in and out, no good. Rebound tip to Connor Esiejan. A minute and a half remaining, 65-41 Wisconsin. Gilmore throwing to Esiejan, high on the left. Right-hand toss for Nolan Winter, leads it for Blackwell. A pass for Gilmore. Gives it up to McGee, high on the left. Kamari at the left elbow, finds Winter, gives off to Esiejan. 10 to shoot. Connor sends it to Gilmore. Now it's Blackwell off the left wing. John in the lane, goes out to Esiejan for 3, right side, back rim, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Jordan Miner with 1:03 remaining. Isaac Lindsay, Chris Hodges, and Marcus Hilver now checking in for the Badgers. Gilmore, Winter, and Blackwell will sit down.
Everything that was asked of this team by this coaching staff, and we've heard it. We've never heard Greg, don't want to say that, but Greg, you know, that vocal after Providence. They've answered it.
They really have, emphatically tonight. 1 minute to play. Ilver outside right. Luke Hurdle will check in a moment for the Badgers as well. Esiejan outside left. He'll feed Marcus Ilver. Turn down the shot. McGee baseline right, 4 to shoot, and now Kamari will. Right side 3, wide left. Lindsay the rebound, shot clock violation. So now Luke Hurdle and Isaac Gard will come into the game with 42.6 seconds remaining. McGee and Esiejan will take the rest of the night off.
What's so impressive is Tyler Wall is 4 of 13. Chucky is 1 of 8.
Mm-hmm.
And you still are up by 24.
By 24. Speaks to the depth again. Jacob Miner at the top throwing to Rohde. Out of 29 seconds to play. Harris at the top. That's up with Lindsay. Now Murray jumps top of the lane. Feeds Harris. Harris steps up. 17-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped to Luke Hurdle with 17 seconds left. Shot clock is dark. Badgers will dribble out the clock and they'll advance to the championship round on Wednesday night. Terrific performance for Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers tonight, as Wisconsin deals Virginia with its first loss of the year. Very convincing effort for the Badgers here tonight.
And they started from the beginning of this game. And to me, they set the tone early. They crashed the offensive rebounds. They had hard rolls to the front of the rim. They got easy buckets. And then defensively, Virginia did not get anything easy that first half. They built that lead. And then they came out to start the second half with that same intensity.
And the Badgers improve to 3-2 as they take care of Virginia, convincingly so here tonight. Your final score, Wisconsin 65, Virginia 41. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ernest Partners.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wisconsin Badgers defeat the Virginia Cavaliers tonight, 65-41. Steven Crowell with a double-double, 15 points and 10 rebounds. Tyler Wall just missing a double-double. 9 points and 10 boards for him here this evening. 10 points for John Blackwell as he continues to turn in some very good work. And this is freshman season. Max Klesmet with 9. 7 for A.J. Storr. 3 for Chucky Hepburn. But he had 6 assists and no turnovers. So you could look at the 1-for-8 from the field, but you got to peel some layers from the onion here. 6 assists, no turnovers. Had a steal tonight and really was very good in so many areas for his team. team here this evening. Carter Gilmore with 4 points, 3 for Kamari McGee, 3 for Nolan Winter, and 2 for Connor Asijan. Reese Beekman pacing Virginia with 17 points, 9 for Isaac McNeely, 6 points, a like number of rebounds for Ryan Dunn, 5 points for Andrew Rohde, and 4 points for Jacob Groves. Wisconsin 65, Virginia 41. Brian Butch making his way down to the locker room. We are up on the perch, so he'll try to get some comments from head coach Greg Gard, and we will hope to hear from the coach in a few minutes as the Badgers improve to 3-2, and that means they will get the late game on Wednesday, late meaning an approximate tip time of 7:30 Central Time, so our coverage will start at 6:30 along these network stations. 65-41, the Badgers defeat Virginia. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers take care of their business tonight, 65-41 against Tony Bennett's Virginia Cavaliers. Wisconsin 1.18 points per possession. That's really good. And they held Virginia to 0.78 points per possession. That's really good. That's a formula for a 24-point win for the Wisconsin Badgers on a night where they never trailed. First loss of the season for Virginia. Other more conventional, if you will, statistics. Wisconsin for the game, 40% for the floor, 25 out of 62, 8 of 18 from the three-point line, 7 of 8 from the foul line. Virginia 15 of 46, 32% from the floor, 7 of 17 from 3, 7 of 7 at the free throw line. And the Badgers just flat out dominated the glass. A plus 27, including a plus 17 on the offensive glass. Second chance points, 12-5 in favor of Wisconsin. Paint points, 30 to 14 in favor of the Badgers. And the bench points, 22 to 4. Wisconsin with the decided edge there. 15 assists on the 25 buckets, 9 turnovers for Wisconsin, 10 dimes, and 8 turnovers for the Virginia Cavaliers. As the Badgers get the win here to improve to 3-2, they'll take on either West Virginia or SMU. And again, for our network stations, the airtime on Wednesday will be 6:30 Central Time. The approximate tip will be at 7:30 here in Fort Myers, Florida. Wisconsin wins it 65-41. When we continue, we'll take a peek at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and